Chapter 42. Then Job said in reply to Jehovah,
"Now I know that you are able to do all things, and that nothing you have in mind to do is impossible for you. You said, 'Who is this who is obscuring my counsel without knowledge?' Therefore I spoke, but without understanding, about things too wonderful for me, which I do not know. You said, 'Please listen, and I will speak. I will question you, and you inform me.' My ears have heard about you, but now I do see you with my eyes. That is why I take back what I said, and I repent in dust and ashes."
After Jehovah had spoken these words to Job, Jehovah said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My anger burns against you and your two companions, for you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. Now take 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up a burnt sacrifice for yourselves, and my servant Job will pray for you. I will surely accept his request not to deal with you according to your foolishness, for you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did what Jehovah had told them to do. And Jehovah accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his companions, Jehovah removed Job's tribulation and restored his prosperity. Jehovah gave him double what he had before. All his brothers and sisters and all his former friends came to him and ate a meal with him in his house. They sympathized with him and comforted him over all the calamity that Jehovah had allowed to come upon him. Each of them gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. So Jehovah blessed the last part of Job's life more than the beginning. And Job came to have 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 pairs of cattle, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also came to have 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. He named the first daughter Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Happuch. No women in all the land were as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father gave them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived for 140 years, and he saw his children and his grandchildren 4 generations. Finally, Job died after a long and satisfying life.